time has just gone, well, 8 minutes to six, which doesn't give us a lot of time. So let me straight away welcome David Sachs. He's the Associate Director of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. Welcome, David.
Welcome, Thea. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much for coming in this afternoon, especially at this time. You knew Isaac Reznik very, very well. I mean, he was known as the walking encyclopedia.
Yes.
And how did you meet Isaac?
When I started working for the board, I was doing a research project, and Isaac at the time was director of the Union of Orthodox Synagogues, so I needed information from him.
And that must have gone back a long time.
Yes. I mean, if you could name any rabbi or reverend who lived 30, 40 years ago, and he knew all about him and where he went. And when you call Isaac a living encyclopedia, it's not just an exaggeration. The guy could quote, I mean, we see, hear speeches all the time, and I know with me, 10 minutes later, I've forgotten them. But he could, 30 years later, he could quote and say, the chief rabbi, Louis Rabinowitz, said this on this occasion.
Yeah, I think Louis Rabinowitz is one of his favorite people of all time. He quoted him all the time.
Is that, yes?
Yeah, okay. Very often. I actually once said to Isaac, Isaac, how is it that you remember all these details? And he said, every night before I go to sleep, I lie in bed and I go and I replay my day.
Mm.
And he said that he did that twice with all the details, which I think is quite phenomenal. How often do we do that? It would be amazing.
It is, actually. It's recommended that certain Jewish tradition that you should do such a thing.
Yeah. For anyone who doesn't know Isaac, or didn't know Isaac, what was he involved with, aside from being the director of the Union of Orthodox Synagogues? What else? I mean, he was a secretary, wasn't he, to two chief rabbis, wasn't he?
Yes.
Two or three, I think. I can't remember.
Look, he knew four chief rabbis. I think the present chief rabbi, he didn't. By then, he'd left the U.S. He started out as a secretary and became eventually the executive director. He was involved in the Chevra Kedisha, many of the burials over the years. He was, I think the late Chief Rabbi Harris, in fact, he was responsible for, doing the Tahara on the body and everything.
I just want to translate that. Tahara is the cleaning and the preparation of a body for burial.
Yes, the cleansing. He was quite an ardent PFP supporter. You know, remember in the political days, the Progressive Federal Party?
Yes.
And he used to campaign for them for the elections. He's credited or discredited by some people for having... It was a famous battle in Bez Valley between Sam Bloomberg, standing for the Nats, the first Jew to stand for the Nats in, I think, ever, and Yapi Bason, who was another big United Party politician. It was a very closely fought seat. And they thought that Bloomberg had won, but Isaac discovered that they were hiding a few votes. One of the counters was hiding it under his foot or something, and he said, And that won them, yeah. So that literally, he said he was the most hated man in South Africa because of what he did. This is one of the details that you could only get by talking with Isaac, because you won't find this written in a book anywhere.
It's a pity. It is a pity. I mean, Isaac personally also had a very, very big archive of Johannesburg Jewry, of South African Jewry.
Yes.
Do we have any idea where that is today?
Well, I think after the Shiva, we'll speak to his brother, family. Morris. Morris was very involved in setting up
his twin brother.
His twin brother.
You would never even.
No, I would never.
So completely different.
They don't look alike either.
Yeah.
Morris was very involved in setting up the Zionist Fed Library here. So, anyway, we'll talk to him and see what, I'm sure we'll find a safe place.
What other family does Isaac leave behind?
Because
I know that he did adopt a number of children.
Yes, yes. So well, apart from them, I think there's a sister. I don't know if she's alive anymore, but of course, our friend Adrian Jacobson is a nephew. Nephews from his brother Mesh.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, not a big family, though.
Yeah. Very, very sad. Anyhow, we wish the family of the late Isaac Reznik,
We'll miss him. I just thought, hello. I said to Mesh, I'm missing him already. It was so lovely to just have him there because we never had a query.
Could just pick up the phone and ask him.
Well, and he'd have the answer.
How many Dalmatians did Louis Rabinowitz have?
He'd probably know. He'd probably know. Would. And anecdotes, wonderful anecdotes. Yes. Well, about Louis Rabinowitz, I used him for a book I wrote on the Great Park Shul. You wouldn't have got that from anywhere, any pamphlet.
It's so interesting. The first time Isaac ever did a radio show, he did it. Darren Sevitz, who was the CEO of the UOS at that time, the Union of Orthodox Synagogues, used to host a weekly two-hour night show. And he used to bring in different guests. It was absolutely fantastic. Mm. And maybe we should look at bringing, you know, something similar back. Mm. But one of his guests was Isaac Resnick. Mm. And Isaac told a story of the day that a gun was pulled on somebody at shul.
What?
Do you know the story?
No.
One of the shuls. A gun was pulled on somebody, and it happened on Yom Kippur. That was one of the stories that he told. Another story that he told was about, I think there was like a fist fight at one of the kiddushes because the ladies' guild couldn't agree on the color of the serviettes. Mm-hmm. That was another one. And another one was about, somebody who had been very, very naughty and had stolen money and hid it in the Aron behind the Torahs.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, these are amazing stories. Yeah. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, Simon.
Absolutely excellent.
Simon, I think you would have loved Isaac.
If you've got time for one quick story, he used to accompany the late Rabbi Alloy to visit the political prisoners in Barberton. I mean, they would drive all the way. He tells of how they would speak to the Jewish prisoners, obviously Jewish, the older ones, in Yiddish, and in that way managed to convey information to them about who else was in the prison and so on, without the guards understanding.
So interesting. Again.
So we've had Jason Wayne, Kathy, who says, "Hi, Kathy, I'm a long-time listener to Chai. I used to wait for his show on Fridays and Sundays and fascinated by his knowledge." So clearly a following, clearly a lot of respect, and dare I say it, a lot of love.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's certainly a loss for the community. David Sachs, thank you very, very much. I'm sorry that our time is so short because I get a feeling that we could talk to you a lot more and about a lot of different things. So maybe we'll just get you back.
Yeah, well, thanks for doing this tribute.
Thank you very, very much.